This is a podcast from The Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 49.
The Samplecast.
Hello, hello, I'm Ruben Cornell. Thank you so much for joining me and welcome to episode 49 of the Samplecast. Yes, we're nearly at episode 50, a whole half century. Can't wait to have a little break because it's hugely hot in the summertime in the UK here. And instead of us suffering from rain and leaky roofs, which is what I normally have to deal with, it's actually way too hot and the studio is pretty boiling, so I'll be glad to get out of it for a couple of weeks. However, this week there's no rest for the wicked and I've got a full packed show for you. For anyone who likes to complain about the Samplecast reviews being too short or not having enough information or audio examples, then you're going to be eating your words this week because the review of The Orchestra by Sonoscore is pretty long and pretty detailed. So I hope you enjoy it. That's coming up later on in the show. We've also got a load of developer updates and a few really cool bargains. VST Buzz's deal this week is particularly good, I think. Don't forget to head over to the YouTube channel to see all of these plugins and sample libraries in action. If you're only listening to the podcast, you're just getting about half the show, really. The YouTube show goes hand in hand with this podcast. You can get in touch with us in many ways too. You can reach us directly on email. We love to hear your questions and comments. Just drop us a line to thesamplecast@gmail.com. You can also find us on Facebook. Just search for The Samplecast. Or if you go to the website, you can find all of our contact details. thesamplecast.com.
Roundup.
First up, Native Instruments Kinetic Toys. Now, this is an expansion to last year's free Kinetic Treats library, and there's an upgrade path available and a special price for anyone who's picked that up. This is a collection of field recordings, toy effects, tools, and other small items being hit, rubbed, and thrown. There are 200 sound sources recorded in total, with 600 presets on board. It runs in the full and the free version of Kontakt 5.6.8 and above, and is 3.5 gigs in size. Apart from the unusual sounds, the most interesting thing about this library is the interface, where you do actually play with the on-screen toys to mix the sounds and add effects. It's a unique and inspiring collection. Do check it out at Native Instruments. This brand new orchestral collection from Spitfire Audio is Bernard Herrmann Composer Toolkit. It's based on the instrumentation, recording techniques and articulations of the composer Bernard Herrmann. It runs in the full and free versions of Kontakt. You've got 225 gigabytes of uncompressed samples here, so it's absolutely massive. They're keen to point out over at Spitfire that this isn't a kind of old style library, but can also be used in modern contexts too. It's got 6 microphone positions, the Ostinatum engine, and also 30 synth patches with their own unique GUI. The orchestra itself has been recorded in a pretty dry scoring stage, and some of the patches have been structured around some of Herrmann's individual movie scores. They've got that kind of feel. At the time of recording this, Spitfire are sending out their very first few copies, so if you've picked it up, you should be receiving it now. Do let me know what you think in the comments below. Thank you. A quick mention for a couple of new packs and some summer shenanigans over at the Unfinished website. Matt will be releasing 9 new preset sound sets over the summer. You've got 2 of these which are actually completely free, and there's also going to be a summer sale and some other goodies as well. Do bookmark the Unfinished site for full details. A bit of a departure now from Sampling Superstars' output, as they've started selling their own studio desks, only in North America and Canada at the moment, but they're hoping to roll this out worldwide. The desk is available in a couple of different real wood finishes with cable management, space for speakers and hardware, with and without a keyboard tray. Do check compatibility for the size of your keyboard if you're interested. Sadly, my one won't fit, but yours might do. There's more info over at the Output website. This is Bontastic from Sound Iron. It runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above, and samples a Bon 10P B4 organ. It's got 22 presets and includes unlocked WAV samples as well. They've sampled the notes themselves and also the chord buttons, and there's a whole load of onboard effects controls for glide, vibrato, filters, and I expect a lot more as well. The demos on the Sound Iron website sound absolutely nothing like the Bon 10P organs that you might remember from the 70s, so this could be a versatile little instrument useful for more than just organ noises. Black Octopus sent me this new soundscape library for a play, and I was pretty impressed. It's OB6 bass soundscapes. It's basically just loads of really long WAV soundscapes of synth atmospheres created with the OB6 analog synth. You've got 384 different soundscapes here, all in folders specific to the root key. I really enjoyed that they've filtered those out. I can see these being very useful as the foundation layers for hybrid and electronic scoring, amongst lots of other uses. Do check it out at the Black Octopus website.
Big Review.
This week's big review is going to be a long one, so strap yourself in. Thanks to Best Service for sending me a copy of The Orchestra by Sonoscore. Do check it out at the Best Service website, they're good guys. Now, there have been a few notable orchestral toolkits released over the years which allow you to play an entire orchestra by pressing just a few keys. Sonokinetic do them, Kirk Hunter as well, and of course you've got the classic Symphobia collections. They all take a good stab at bringing a playable orchestra just to your fingertips. Now you can add Sonoscore's The Orchestra to that list, and I'm going to check it out here. This one's in the full and free versions of Kontakt Player 5.6.8 and above, and it's almost 7 GB in size, which is quite slim, quite a small footprint for a huge orchestral library. The major sections are all covered here. You've got strings, brass, woods, percussion, and a choir as well. And as well as the playable patches, the main selling point of this library is the orchestra engine, which throws these samples into an automation script with 3 complex arpeggiators and 2 automated envelopes. The easiest way for me to explain this is to show you how it works in practice. There are 3 types of orchestra presets, and you get to edit them and make your own as well. So let's look at the most basic one first. The 60 orchestral colours presets stack up to 5 patches together, but normally it doesn't use the arpeggios or envelopes. You can see which instrument patches are being used and change the octaves as well. The 3 windows at the bottom of the interface give access to the ARP engines and a mixer for volume panning and reverb of the individual sections, along with EQ, compression and a few other controls. Then you've got the 60 orchestral rhythm patches, which use the ARPs and the envelopes that I mentioned before. They're shown here on the engine page, and you can change the settings of these, including how the ARPs choose notes, their rate, transposing, the repetitions that they use, and a whole bunch of other controls. The mod wheel controls the overall dynamics of the sound, and you can literally play a 3-note chord, and the ARPs and envelopes will take over, following the notes that you play, creating a whole dynamic orchestral section. It's also possible to assign different ARPs and envelopes to each of the 5 sections. Lastly, the animated orchestra patches are similar, but they mix orchestral sections together and are focused on particular themes. There's also 60 Maltese, which pull together multiple instances of the orchestra to create even more complex sounds. So I hope that gives you a basic idea of how the orchestra works in practice. Now let's talk about some of the specifics that I liked and disliked. The use of the arpeggiators and envelopes in the engine is very clever. Now the interface is well laid out and it's easy to understand, so it's pretty easy to see what's going on with these controls. I have to say though, the text is absolutely tiny. It's a little bit difficult to see that. The interface is streamlined too, it hasn't got too many unnecessary options, and all of the most basic articulations are covered, but there's nothing fancy here, so there's no harmonics, there's no Bartoks, no overblown winds or anything like that. Now regarding the sound of the actual samples, I'd say these were very competent, but they're not outstanding. I did notice a few noises at the end of samples, and some, I'm afraid to say, are just downright unrealistic. Yes, oboes, I'm looking at you. But for the most part, they do the job they're supposed to, and although they don't have very many dynamic layers, they're pretty good, they're competent. Ironically, I think the percussion is actually the best of the lot, even though it doesn't feature on many of the preset patches. It's also worth knowing that the sounds have been recorded in a relatively dry environment, and then there's added reverb in the engine to put them into a space, but there's no options for microphone mixing here. The orchestra has a distinctive sound and might not blend so well with your other libraries. Now, this is due to the lack of microphone options, as I mentioned before, and limited onboard reverb choices. This does become especially annoying with the multi-patches, where you have to go into every one of the multiple instances of the orchestra and change the reverb settings to your taste. You might find yourself having to use a soundstage effect or additional reverbs to push the rather upfront sound back into the hall. Now I want to talk about the expression. Try as I might, I couldn't find a way to map the mod wheel, which is used for expression, to my foot pedal or any other MIDI controller, not without adjusting the MIDI values in Kontakt itself, which of course is then going to mess up a lot of my other template. This did become a big issue when I wanted to play big chords with two hands, as I couldn't automate the dynamics live, and I had to draw them in later with my DAW. So in conclusion, despite my misgivings about some of the samples, the pretty titchy text, and that you can't reassign the expression, the orchestra is pretty good and I'd probably use it a fair bit for sketching and background textures. It's way more flexible for chords than something like CineSample CineAuk, and gives more options for arpeggios than some of the phrase-based libraries out there such as Action Strings. Having said that, the price you pay is realism. Now, buried in a mix, this won't be an issue, but the distinctive sound could be a problem, and the lack of microphone positions as well do give me a second thought about this library. Undoubtedly, the orchestra will be a time saver for those on a deadline, and the Maltese can spark really interesting ideas, but you have to balance that against the €400 price tag that they're asking, and the fact that lots of other lazy composers might be using the same presets and patterns. For more information about the orchestra, do head over to the Best Service or SonoScore websites.
Bargain VST.
It's summer, so there's loads of lovely summer sales. I'll be coming onto those later, but for this section of Bargain BST, I'm going to kick off with 88% off the Everything bundle from Sample Phonics. Now, when VST Buzz told me about this deal, I was pretty stoked. Noise is the subscription service from Sample Phonics, and it's normally $199 a year just on its own. For the next couple of weeks, you can get a year's access to Noise for just 99 euros. Plus, you get all of the Sample Phonics contact libraries as well. So that's sample players, you've got texture instruments in there, drum machines, vintage keyboards, and a whole load more. This bundle would almost be 800 euros at full retail price, but it's now 88% off, just 99 euros. Do click on the link in the show notes for more information. A brief mention for a few companies doing summer sales. You've got New Loops, which have up to 60% off, Dream Audio Tools up to 30% off, and Cine Samples 25% off, which isn't great, but it's better than nothing. Finally, Umlaut Audio have seen the light and reduced their ARPS pads and U-Beat libraries to a more realistic price. I've had a bit of a dig at Umlaut Audio in the past with their ambitious pricing structure, but now they're mostly 50% off permanently, so I was really happy to see that. I produced the walkthrough videos for pads and ARPS, and I was very impressed with the libraries, especially ARPS, which tend to creep into a lot of the productions I do. Do click the link in the show notes to see the updated prices and watch the videos that I did.
Developer update.
A few nice developer updates for you this week, and there have been two extra modules added to Modularium from Particular Sound. It's now version 2. You've got a new paddle module and a new generator, and there's an extra 50 multi-patches, and the presets have been expanded from 80 all the way up to 150 now. It's free for all existing users. More information on the Particular Sound website. AmpleSound have updated their Riffer engine and it's now included with all AmpleSound guitars. Now this includes 500 classic riffs and an easy way to create your own using the onboard interface. There's more info on the AmpleSound website, and to celebrate the update they also have 20% off all their guitar libraries until mid-July. Do check those out. Lastly, an update to Cinematic Thunder. I don't know how this one managed to pass me by, I'd not actually heard of it before, but I'm so glad that this update brought the library to my attention. This is an epic orchestral tom library for the full version of Kontakt 5.6.6 and above. There's new samples that have been added here and the whole sample pool has been recut and denoised. There's a new processed microphone position and you've got expanded velocity ranges, new surdo instruments and a rhythm sequencer function on board as well. Existing users will get this for free and anyone else who's interested can check this out at the link in the show notes. Thank you so much for listening to the show. It's really appreciated, especially if you made it all the way to the end without skipping through it. So well done. I know it was a long show this week. If you want to reach us, give us comments about the show, please do so. You can do that via the Samplecast website at thesamplecast.com. And if you've got 2 minutes to spare, please drop us a review on iTunes. It'd be really appreciated. It helps us get up those iTunes charts. Not that we're anywhere near the top of the charts, but every little helps. So it'd be great to get a review on there or even a quick star rating from you. That'd be really appreciated. I'll be back again next week with episode 50, then taking a couple of weeks off. Until then, bye-bye now.